All right, everyone, here we go with some more Paladin of the Sky. I know it's been a while. I haven't been in the mood to play this game, but we're going to continue from where we left off in Heaven.
Options. New game. Now loading.
Let's go ahead and load the game.
I should complete the Tower of Judgment.
So, I think we'll go ahead and do that.
Heaven.
So let's see here. I'm going to head over to the palace, and we're going to see if I can do this. If I can find it. Here we go.
God's palace.
So the area we need to go in first is right over here. If I go north and then... Alright, we are in the Tower of Judgment. Let's begin walking. Alright, here we go.
A hyper thug has run away.
I don't want to fight that. So this is the first floor.
Kelly found a level of herb. Kelly stored the level of herb in the medicine pocket.
All right. Here we go. That's a dead end. Here we go. I don't want to fight enemies right now. Let's just keep on going. There we go.
Tower of Judgment F2.
This is the second area. Honestly, this part of the game is extremely boring. It does get a little more interesting on the next floor. But for right now... it's just walking around trying to find the stairwell. And I lost the wall. Follow the wall.
Run away.
Now, actually, I believe the northern part of this room is designed to confuse you. So I'm going to actually head east.
Run.
Towards the eastern side of this room, which, by the way, is way too big. I know I've said this before, but in this game and in Manamon, some of the areas are way too big. So here's the eastern wall. I'm gonna head down here, or head south. This area always gives me a little bit of trouble. Let's see here. Come on. Aha! Aha! So I'm just following the path here, and soon I should come to some stairs. Unless I'm going in circles, which is very likely with this game. Oop, nope. South. And then east. Yeah, I think I am in a giant loop, actually. Yep. Now, if I can remember where I'm supposed to go. Yeah, somehow I don't think. Somehow, I don't think I'm going the right way. Which is very frustrating. By the way. Of course, it probably doesn't help that my sense of direction generally isn't very good. Or just sense of layout. I don't know. Aha. Actually, I think.
Tower of Judgment.
No, that is the wrong way. But you know what? I'm gonna keep this in here because that's how confusing these maps can be. Let's see then. It does get easier once I get to the next level. I just can't figure out where it is. Which is starting to drive me crazy. Starting to drive me crazy. Go east here. As I continue to explore this unrealistically large area. It wouldn't be so bad if he had more landmarks or something that would make the environment a little more realistic. But when you consider, see, I think I'm going in a loop again. When you consider that you're just walking around in empty space, it's like, what the heck am I doing here? I think the Manamon maps generally are a little easier to navigate and a bit more. Yeah, see, now I'm going the same way I was going. This is ridiculous. Okay, so let's get away from that exit. And yeah, okay. Let's go west. I've already been this way, but maybe there's something I missed. Do-do-do-do! go back to the wall. This is boring. Oh, well, I can go this way. Ah!
Run away.
Yeah, so you just have to explore. It's... There we go.
Tower of Judgment F3.
Now, here's where things get interesting. So, off to the left is a switch.
The switch appears to be stuck.
Okay, the switch is broken.
It won't budge.
Or it's stuck. So we need to explore. And... Fortunately, this level is much easier to navigate. So here we go. We're going through some twists and turns right now. So east, north, east, north, east, north. I'll just keep doing this until it opens up. So pretty fairly easy. Now, we have an item as we enter this ginormous room.
Kelly found a save crystal. Kelly stored the save crystal in the item's pocket.
The save crystal is very useful as it lets you save your game wherever you are. Now, what I'm going to do is head east along this room. And again, this is an unrealistically large room. Oop. There we go. So, over here,
a goat run.
We have
the water is blocking the path onward.
A river that is blocking the path. Now I'm gonna go south. And we should run into a person a little way down here. I think.
Run.
And we have a switch. Which, let me go ahead and flip it.
Repair switch activated. Scanning floor for broken switches. Found one broken object on Judgment Tower's third floor. Attempting to recover the jam switch. Recovery complete. The switch is no longer jammed.
And as you can probably guess, we have to go back and flip the other switch. But first, let me talk to this person. And as you'll notice, when the switches are on, they have a different tone to them. Let's go over here.
The wide open rooms can seem quite disturbing.
Yeah.
This one's pretty enormous, but the only part that interests you lies on the east side of the room. These towers are cunningly crafted. Teehee. Off with you now.
Yeah, you were not very helpful. Alright, so now we have to go back. Do-do-do-do-do.
Run.
Do 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 do. See here. I can find Let's see
run
aha so now we're going west south west south back through this little zigzag here. Or not. I think I just... Oh, that's cute. There's a dead end. That's cute. Ah. There's a little hidden gap, or there's another gap that you have to find. All right, so I'm heading south. Back to this switch. That has been flipped. Now we need to go back. All right. The zigzag. Do. Now let's see what character I'm using.
Kelly.
Okay, that's fine. So I'm heading east. Now, what you hear, that was where the river used to be. What you have now are items that are falling. And as you can probably guess, it is a trap. There's actually a person down here who will confirm that if I can find him or her. Let's see here.
Watch out. Floorboards keep falling from the roof over there. Something must be throwing them or something. The floorboards appear to fall a limitless amount of times.
Yep. So what you have to do is you have to time it correctly and walk by when it's not falling. Let's go over here to the wall.
A death.
Okay. There's that one. Let's see. 2, 3. Ah!
You have been crushed. Kelly has lost 749 health points.
Now, what I'm gonna do.
Dragon's bag.
Is.
Items die. Go. Not save crystal.
Use the save crystal.
Saving game. Game. Item. Select. You have been crushed. The force of the blow knocked Kelly back to the stairs.
Alright. So.
Breath. New.
That's what happens when you get hit.
Now loading.
Really?
Press. So now load.
Let's see. There we go. That's number two. There should be two more, I think. There we go. And there should be one more. One more to go. Or maybe not. I thought there were four. Nope. Okay, good. So, here we are at the wall. I'm gonna head north. Now I'm heading west. There we go. Always follow walls. It is... Yep, I think we head east here. Always follow walls. It is to your advantage. They will help you navigate. Even though I think the game could have some better navigation. Oh, whoops. This is a dead end. The developer is cruel. Alright, so. Let's head up over here. I think it's actually this one right here. Yes, this game has a lot of dead ends that trick you into thinking, oh, I actually got somewhere, and then nope, because there's walls everywhere. Let's go over here.
Tower of Judgment F4.
Alright, here we are. We have a save point. I'm going to look for the galactic dust. Should be around here somewhere. Maybe. Here it is.
Kelly found a gal. Every saving game. Game.
All right, so the game has been saved. Let's head north.
A voice spoke, seeming to come from everywhere around me.
And we have a cutscene.
Judge yourself. Do you like what you see? Fight yourself. Are you what you want to be?
That's supposed to be B. I don't know why it cut off like that.
Miraros has challenged you to a battle. Select your move. Roll dice.
Alright, so we are fighting a reflection of Ross.
Ross. Use it. Heavens
wins. Alright, let's go.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
Ross casts a perfect Heavens wins, dealing 33 damage. Mirror Ross attacks Ross, dealing 23 damage. So 90%. You can't.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
Ross.
Yeah!
So I'm just gonna.
Ross casts. So you.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
Select your move. 68%. You.
Yeah! Heavens wins! Yeah! Heavens wins!
You still can't have.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
You can't have.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
You can't have.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
19%. You can't have.
Almost got him.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
Ross casts a perfect mirror. Ross attacks Ross, dealing 24 damage. So 87 of 310. 10%. You have.
Yeah!
Ross casts a decent. So 8%. You have.
Oh, come on.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
Ross casts mirror. Ross has gained 1,000. Ross strength. Ross can now use the Dragon Strike Scroll Avenging Spirit. Kelly has cease strength. Ross. Oh my god. I said, with no pun intended. That was intense. It looked like it. Shauna said. Sure did. Cecil said. Let's head back. This place gives me the creeps. Kel, you cleared the first challenge successfully? Cruel Claw asked.
Oops, I skipped the ending of that one, sorry.
You cleared the first challenge successfully? Cruel Claw asked. Sure did. I said, ecstatic. It was tough, but we did it.
That's right. And don't make me sing the We Did It song from Dora the Explorer.
You're well on your way then. Stella congratulated. If you need to rest up, you can always go to the Heaven Hotel, or if it's upgrades you need, Heaven Shop is the place you should visit.
So, we are back in the tower, or the palace. I'm going to go ahead and heal and save the game. Because it is always a good idea to do that. And then we're gonna take a look at the Tower of Fear.
Heaven Shop.
Oh, that is not where I want to go. That is definitely not where I want to go. Head over here.
Heaven Hotel.
There we go.
Ross, everyone, with saving game. Game.
Alright, I'm gonna save the game. Let's get out of here.
1493 coins, Ross.
All right. Actually, it probably wouldn't hurt.
This place is for
Oops, that is purgatory. I don't want to go there.
Kelly. Back again? I asked.
Yeah, so basically what happens when you enter purgatory is that Ross cannot go with you because he is alive, and the rest of them are apparently spirits.
I can.
Basically he says, you're back, I can join you. I am not going to mess with that. I'm going to come back over here. I will explore that in a little while.
Heaven shop.
Let's go to the shop.
Well, select one strength, one defense, one impact point, 844 coins.
Let's buy some impact points.
Successfully purchase the upgrade. Select potion, 100.
Need to buy some potions.
Select potion. You can't afford any. Select.
Fine. Alright. Let's go to the Tower of Fear. So going back over to the palace. And the Tower of Fear is directly east of the first one.
God.
So we're going to go here. Heading north. And eventually I should get to the actual door here. Maybe not. I thought I would. Oh, here we go.
Tower of Fear.
Alright, so we're just gonna follow the walls. These first two towers are rather boring. That's a dead end. Yeah, the first two towers are rather boring. The next two, oh boy. That's gonna be fun. But anyway, let's go through here. Excuse me. I shouldn't yawn like that. All right. Follow the wall. Yeah, this game really needs footsteps. It just does. Alright, now we get a little twisting passageway here. And there's a dead end. Need to head east.
Run away.
And then north, east. Zigzag and south, so not terribly difficult.
Run away.
Now we're coming up to an interesting level here. I'm gonna keep going this way.
Run away.
Alright, the stairwell is somewhere around here, if I can find it.
Okay.
If I can find it, it's, now.
Tower of Fear.
That sound you're hearing, there are a bunch of shadow creatures in front of me. Actually, they span the entire room, and I'm actually not sure how many there are. There may be hundreds. I wouldn't doubt if it was maybe 100 or 200. Now, you don't have to fight these. If you do, and if you clear the entire room of shadows, you will unlock two new abilities in the game. The first one is that you can save at any time by choosing the option in this menu here. The second one is that you can hear hidden items, which is especially useful. I am not in the mood to fight these right now. It probably takes an hour. Probably an hour and a half, maybe even. I don't have that kind of patience right now, so I'm going to make my way through here. The objective is to get to the opposite side of the room where you'll find a stairwell at the northern side. I'm going to go ahead and head that way. I can navigate around these. Yeah, I don't want to fight these. Well, it's alright.
A shadow of you, God's anger.
God's anger!
Kelly casts a perfect God's anger, dealing 17 damage. Shadow of Death attacks Kelly, dealing 52 damage.
Yeah, the Shadow of Death.
Select 44, you, so, God.
Which is not lost on me. That's, yeah, okay.
Hey-ya! God's anger!
Kelly, Shadow of Death defeated. Kelly has gained 525 XP. Kelly has received 50 coins.
So these aren't terribly difficult to defeat. It's just, it takes forever to clear them out. And that's what happens when it goes away. My goal. Oops.
You got.
Yeah.
Kelly cast. Usage 77. Got.
Yeah.
Kelly, select 600. Use it.
Yeah. God's anger.
Kelly, select use.
Yeah. God's anger.
Lucy has increased to level 31. Kelly.
Alright, let's see. Ah, come on.
God's anger! God's anger!
Go away, that's right.
Kelly found a save crystal.
And there is a save crystal tucked in the northeastern corner of the room. I'm going to keep that.
Kelly's.
Now I'm going to head towards the stairs because I don't want to deal with this right now. But there are a lot of them, as you can hear. Lot of them. And I've only destroyed what? Three of them? Alright, so we are on floor 3. Let's find the wall. Now.
These towers are fond of wide open rooms, hallways, or other areas. If you can avoid getting lost, you are lucky. I'll give you a tip though, you are right now in a long hallway, going from here, far off to the right. The exit you want though, is just to the west of me. Hope I helped. Don't expect kindness like mine everywhere, no, teehee.
You are so helpful. So heading west, here we go.
Run.
So, let's keep on going. Keep on trucking, as they say. I think a lot of those are dead end, alcoves. I'm not going to go in them. Except it's probably going to force me to, because I think this dead ends. Keep going north. Hopefully I'm going the right way. Yep, alright, so I need to explore the dead ends and find the right way to go. Because heading north would be just too easy. Of course it would. Of course it would! Here we go. Yep, okay, that was the right way to go. So let's follow these walls. And I think I am walking into more dead end passages, which is just great. Unless I'm going in circles. Let's see, let me go back and check that one. I'm getting bored. I get bored of these things. Come on. I hope I'm not in a maze or something. I wouldn't be surprised if... Come on. Come on, give me an exit. Why do I have a nasty feeling that I'm going the wrong way? Got to be kidding me! It would be wonderful if I could find the way to continue. Of course this is a dead end. Of course it is. Because it would be too easy if it wasn't. There are things I like about this game, and then there are things that I really do not. Well, I like this, and I don't. Yeah, okay.
These towers are fond of... If you can, I'll get...
Yeah, so I'm going in circles. Okay, let's go back here. Alright. So it's not that one. It's not the one to the right. It's not the next one. Maybe it is. I'm already getting confused. Ugh. This is why this game really needs markers, so you can mark where you've been. That way, if you walk back to where you've been, it'll tell you. But no! We can't do that. Not to mention, this guy hasn't updated the game in 4 years. There's no step sounds, even though he has sounds for Manamon. And now I'm ranting because I'm lost and I'm getting angry and... Man, I like his games, but some of the things he does... Some of the things that he does, they make me very, very... I don't know if it's angry or just... Not really angry, it's just like, really? Why would you do something like that? Like this. I have a feeling this is a dead end. In fact, I'm pretty sure it is, but I'm gonna walk down it anyway. Yeah, so, nope. Nothing here. Nothing at all. Unless this is the right way to go, which it... Alright. Just following the wall. And of course we have more alcoves to choose from. I guarantee you these are all dead ends, though. Let's just explore this one. Although I probably already have. See, I'm losing track of what I have and haven't explored. Hence why we really need markers. Aaron Baker. That would be very, very useful. Oh wait, what's this? But considering that you don't update your programs or take user feedback or suggestions into account, that's alright. Well, it's not alright, but apparently it's the way that it's going to be. Because no one has the source code. So... Okay, that really? Did that really just loop around? Did that seriously just loop around? I think it did. Yeah. Yep. So there's a passage to the east that loops back around to the one going south. That's funny. Alright, so not that way, clearly. Here we go.
Power of their F4.
Alright, now. Let's see if I can find my galactic dust here. Maybe I can find it. Just maybe. Let's see, Really?
Game info. Every saving game.
Well, let's go ahead and save the game. I'm gonna go all the way over here and see if there's anything over here. This is making me angry. See, and if I had used the, if I had destroyed all the shadows in that floor, on that floor, I wouldn't have this problem. But I am not in the mood to sit there for an hour and a half or 2 hours destroying them, so it will not be done. So now I'm just trying to walk around, trying to find this thing, and then we will continue just as soon as I do. Nope. Come on. Come on, really? Of course not. Aha, there we go.
Kelly found a galactic.
Okay.
Saving game.
Good. Now let's go north.
A voice spoke, seeming to come from everywhere around me. Face your fears, face your nightmares, face fear. If you are wise, you fear power. The love of power can create the greatest kind of evil.
This is very true. This is extremely true. History has taught us this.
You must make sure you do not become addicted to power. Can you face yourself in super form?
Oh yeah, why not?
Powered up Ross, defense user, avenging spirit.
Alright, let's go ahead and do this here.
Yeah! Avenging spirit!
Ross casts a perfect avenging spirit, dealing 24 damage. Powered up Ross attacks Ross, dealing 28 damage. So 78%.
Yeah!
Ross casts a failed.
Yeah! Avenging spirit! Avenging spirit!
30%
Yeah! Avenging spirit! Yeah! Avenging spirit!
Ross powered up. Ross has gained 2146. Ross has strength. Kelly has strength. Gabriel. Ross has Puff puff. That was intense. I said, out of breath. God, that was creepy. I said. You're back. Stella said. How was it? She asked.
How was it? I got lost.
In a word, scary. I said.
And not really.
If I had to describe that experience in one word, scary would definitely be the one I'd pick.
How about frustrating?
Hey, where's Dad? He's busy right now. She said simply.
Doing what?
Well, I doubt the last two will be as scary since this tower is specifically called the Tower of Fear, but I bet they will only get more and more difficult. She said. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. I said. I don't think there is anything on Earth that can be so difficult. You don't really mean that, that's your fatigue talking. She said. Rest up at the hotel and come back to the Tower of Truth.
Alright. I'm going to do that, actually. If I can find the door. No, I can't find the door. Really? Oh.
Heaven.
Right. Alright, so that is going to do it for this recording, I think. I think this has gone on long enough. The Tower of Truth and Regret. So the Truth and Regret Towers are a little more interesting and require you to do just a little bit more than walk around boring hallways. So let's save the game. Alright, so that is going to do it for me in this part. Join me again for part 11. You guys take care.